Okay, I don't know. I guess
we have a call, right?
Yeah, we have a call. Lynn put it on the board, but I don't know. Hang on a second.
Let's just listen to it before we go live, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure which one. I think it's this.
I'm Nick in San Diego, and I listen to K-Pod 101.3, where Machine Gold Kennedy and El Barto may not be the best, but they're doing their best.
What? Huh. We may not be the best, but we're
doing our best? What?
That's so condescending.
Did that guy call that in spontaneously, or did the station put out a call to have people call that in?
That's ridiculous, man.
If I find out that Gene, actually put something on air asking them to call that in.
I seriously feel like everyone here is, undermining us left and right, man. It's like, maybe I'm being hypersensitive because we're, not doing anything to take the edge off, but who would say that? They may not be the best, but they're is this because, is your contract coming up? Mine comes up in, 2 months.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, I have to look at my desk calendar. I don't have that in front of me. Ooh, we're on in 10.
The raddest morning team in Los Angeles. Get us on.
They're really doing their best.
KPODD, 101.3 FM, the Double D.
You know what would hit the spot? A morning drive featuring two rad dudes and alternative rock energy. Well, you found it. Your chaotic dial turn has brought you to 101.3 on the frequency modulation. And this is Machine Bolt and El Farto in the morning on K-Pod, the Double D.
Top of the morning to you. It's February 26th, 1998. Lots of great music in that rock block. We heard from Pearl Jam, Creed, Days of the New, Green Day. Turn to the next description of the honey locust, which will confirm your identification of this spiny member of the legume family that falls from its deciduous tree, native to Central North America. Luella Parsons, Queen of the Vipers, able to make or destroy careers with a single typewriter keystroke. Hey, man, I am still reading books. It is affecting me, man. This stuff just comes out. I think that last blurt was a mashup between National Audubon's Field Guide to Trees and this novel Black Sunset by Clancy Segal. Those are the two things I'm reading, and that must be where that came from. I need a donut, man. Books make you hungry all the time.
You seem a little hypoglycemic this morning.
Oh, that was gutting. It just, wow.
I don't even know where I am. I'm glad that I have the K-Pod weather window to look out to recenter myself here in reality in Van Nuys, California in 1998. Let me tell you.
Do not lose the horizon like I just did. It's terrifying, man.
How you doing this morning, Machine Wolf?
I'm doing okay. I like to say I feel good about myself. A lot of gratitude in the attitude. And had some really cool calls I was listening to earlier. We're not going to air them, but really positive calls saying we're the best, which was nice to hear. And I'm in a great mood. How about you?
Yeah, that reminds me of that call for sure. I don't know. I have a little anxiety. We do have a guest in the studio today, and this is a topic that I have some fear surrounding, and I'm just trying to be vulnerable with what my emotional reactions are to things, trying to, not play it cool and not ask for help when I need help. But we have a technology specialist. Ophira Eisenberg is joining us here in the studio.
Yeah, that's coming up a little bit later in the hour, just coming up around the corner after we take care of some station drama. But Ophira Eisenberg ushering us into the technology age. God knows she's got her work cut out for her. It says something here about NPR, which must be the name of the tech company she's with up in Silicon Valley or something.
It sounds very advanced.
I mean, we've asked for help when we need help in other areas of our life. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And getting sober, well, I guess that takes the wink and the nudge out of it. But getting clean and sober really helped. So maybe this will help.
Yeah.
Little bit of station drama. As you know, 3 weeks ago, we did a remote at Kitcraft, that super cool old hobby store in Studio City.
Right,
they couldn't have been kinder people, and they loved the event. There was no problem there. There is, however, now a concerned citizen who has come forward saying that we've caused some kind of emotional damage to her son when we taped the Estes model rocket engines to various dollhouse miniatures and blasted them off.
Yeah, it says here this little tyke is afraid of bathtubs now. This person's son. We also blasted a tiny grandfather clock into orbit, and he's not afraid of clocks. You know, we put an Estes 12-4 model rocket engine on a little man on a tiny bike and made him go 68 scale miles per hour up the sidewalk on Ventura Place, right past the Big Five and the Kitcraft, and it was a blur. And the kid's not afraid of bikes.
I think the kid has just found an excuse to not take a bath. He's using us. There's no emotional damage. Give me a break, man.
Kids love blowing stuff up, right?
Yeah. You know,
we threw down a gump, okay? We challenged Whiskey Pete and Precious Keepsake, who new old listeners may know as Monster Mike. We challenged them to wrestle in a pool of Mod Podge, which is a water-based crafting varnish. We wanted them dressed as dolls that had escaped from their dollhouse, and we had this whole wrestling backstory worked out. It was good, clean fun.
It was good, clean fun, and we had the supplies to do it thanks to Kitcraft. We had an entire small-scale town, basically, of realistic landscaping, these little towns people set up. So the whole thing would look like Pete and Precious were giants. You know what I mean? Like, almost like two Andre the Giants, that guy The Princess Bride.
Fun to see a picture of him holding a beer because it looks like a little mini beer in his hand.
It's amazing. Whiskey Pete showed up. Precious Keepsake, formerly known as Monster Mike, did not. And part of me thinks we need to start looking for a new Monster Mike / Precious Keepsake, because that he's never big timed us that badly.
The guy is getting, he was huge to begin with, but he's getting a little big for his britches. And I'm starting to sense that this is a keepsake that is none too precious for us.
Well put, Alfardo. Well put. We got a quick call coming in. Lynn is gesticulating wildly. She's booted it right over to channel 3. Nice work. And let's listen to this.
That never happens that smoothly.
It's usually quite a struggle to get the call to the board. It looks like it's gone through just great. Let's listen to that before we meet our guest, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello. This message is for Dan Kennedy. Dan, this is Nate Jennings. I'm not sure if you remember, but I was the associate station manager when you were WBODDFM Chicago.
Yeah.
I've always thought you're a great talent, and I'm calling because now I'm the producer for Chicago's number one morning drive time show. We're looking to move into syndication and want some West Coast talent to join the show to help us compete with Stern. I was looking in the ratings in L.A. and saw your name, and the show's been moving up in the ratings to number 4 since November. Congratulations. I'd really like to get you to come in and interview with the team here in Chicago. We are on a very short timeline, so give me a call and we will send a limo around.
We should do
Again,
it.
And this call what? Is for Dan Kennedy.
What?
Only.
What?
What?
Okay, hope to see you soon, Dan.
Why is Lynn putting what? Like, that's a work call that Lynn is putting. Having us play on air?
This, again, this is an undermining thing. Number one, we're a package deal, okay?
Package deal, buddy.
I do not go anywhere without this guy by my side, okay?
Lynn, we're best friends. We live in the same apartment in the Oakwood.
For God's sakes, I've been driving this guy around.
Some joker from Chicago. Pour honey in one of our ears and turn on each other.
Yeah.
If that's your game... Play a different game.
By the way, you know what a disaster Chicago was for us. We're not going back to Chicago. We're certainly not going alone, and we're not going as a package. By the way, the guy's also using, thank you very much, Lynn, my legal name, not my air name.
Machine Bolt doesn't want to go back to Chicago because he's worried about what the food is going to do to him.
Oh, God, that food kid. Who puts like 23 different things from the pantry on a hot dog?
Chicago. Hey, should we bring in our guest?
Let's do it. This is Here Comes the Future. It is rushing at us in quite a bracing fashion. Technology is, it's going to be here. It's already here. We need to get up to speed. Please welcome technology specialist Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, end users.
End users indeed.
That sounds very complicated. What is an end user? What would you say that means to you?
Well, you know. In my world, it's you people. You know, you are the people at the end of the machine that need people like me to show you how they work. You're the end user. And sometimes when you don't know what you're doing, we always go, is the problem the machine? No. End user. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Human error.
You're right. Yeah, human error.
Well, answer me this. What does it mean? You're talking about a human at the end of the machine. What's it mean when there's a ghost in the machine?
Ghost in the machine? I loved that song. Well, you know, the ghost in the machine. I mean, that is, people think the machine is so powerful. Not me. I get it. I'm in control. That it is like a ethereal being, you know?
Right.
I kind of understand that. Do I understand that?
There was a movie a few years ago, right? Like a horror movie. About a ghost in a machine,
it was
like a literal ghost. It was like an evil ghost that lived in a computer.
Oh, I get that. I understand that.
Of course. There's all the sci-fi stuff about like, right, the machines are against you. The machines rise. But I'm telling you, man, technology is going to save us.
You've heard of the X Game. KPODD and Great Western Entertainment present the Y Games. Y, duct tape two rival skateboarders together and make them skate a half pipe.
Y,
combined improvised black gunpowder pyrotechnic death courses and teens hungry for BMX fame.
Y,
push the limits of the X Games one step further
because we can.
This Sunday, Irvine Meadows, all day and into the night.
The Y Games. You thought you knew where the edge was. Explosives, paint guns, scary clowns, diet pills, special celebrity guests.
Meet Kyle, background love interest from season 3, episodes 4 through 7 of Dawson's Creek.
This Sunday, Irvine Meadows,
all day and into the night.
Why?
No regrets.
The Y Games.
Epic.
We'd be lying to say we don't feel a little threatened. Lynn is in the habit of telling us people will somehow use computers to listen to music in the future.
This is a fascinating idea. Like we've had a couple of meetings where she's really pushed this as like, this is going to replace FM radio, which is just like so hard for us to believe. But like, who would listen to music on the little mini speaker on the front of their PC? I don't get that. Can you explain that to us, Sophia?
You know, I think that is kind of a Windows NT way of thinking. What's going to happen is that there's going to be a library of music that kind of exists on like a mega computer, right? Mm. And then it's not going to be on a little speaker. It's going to be like within your house, you're going to be able to voice call out. You're going to voice call out to your speakers, whatever song you want, any song, and it's going to be able to play that song.
Come on.
Yeah.
Any song?
Yeah. I was watching some, you know, new stuff that was being talked about. Like there's even talk that your walls will have the digital aspect to it. So if you want a wall to be a window, you know, you'll be able to do that because there will be like different pixels will be an actual material, and that will be able to change your walls into windows or lighter or darker, depending on how you need it.
I mean, that's terrifying. Just this broadcast, I had to recenter myself by looking out the window. And you're saying that we're looking at a future where a window might look out onto something that isn't actually there?
Wow. That's going to be a problem for El Farto.
But that's always true, wouldn't you say? is what you're looking at actually there. That's just the kind of fun talk we have around our office.
You know, I was reading a book about Da Vinci, and he posits that the world is round only because we believe it's round, and the tree is there only because we believe it's there. And again, I apologize for reading. It's something I kind of stumbled into, and it's making things complicated. But yeah. I hear a lot of your echoes kind of coming through that type of philosophy.
I work in something so finite and, you know, binary that you end up just, that's where the rest of your brain goes. You're just like, what am I looking at anyways? But, you know, when it comes to technology, it's pretty much just, you know what it is. And it's getting so much better. I swear, we're going to unite people. I'm telling you. This is an amazing time.
Well, it is and it isn't, because they, I think, said all of this about the microwave. And to catch folks up, El Farto was injured several times trying to cook prepackaged meals in a microwave oven. So that's part of our kind of concern. We've talked about having a computer in the house, a house computer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to bring something into the apartment that's going to be bad news for him. We just got him out of a boot. He broke his foot making a real cheesy macaroni and cheese at the apartment.
I mean, I will agree with you. The microwave is, it's just because it's not a controlled thing. Temperature is hard. You know, like we deal with that too, with all the machines. And then that thing where you're like hot, 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 but then the middle is frozen. I understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The bane of my existence. So I'm looking at some statistics here. In 1996, 23% of American adults went on the internet. 1997, 36%. 1998, 41% are projected to go on the internet. Is that like, we're still comfortably in the majority of being non-internet men, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, sure, but it's time. It's time. For your home, you know, the house computer, you, I'm sure at work you have some IBM machines, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple of IBM personal computer terminals here that we use. We've been doing a BBS board where we can post things for listeners who also have personal computer terminals. And that's been confusing but fun. I did one earlier today where I said, I don't care about KDank. Are you in the production booth? This sucks. Let's get tacos. And I realized, and correct me if I'm wrong, everyone, not just the person I'm talking to, is seeing that.
Yeah, that's totally what happened there. Mm-hmm. That's an end user issue right there.
Yeah. And that's also been confusing to me because it seems like Lynn can post on that as well.
Yeah. Run us through that. There will be times where I say something that I think is pretty, you know, it's pretty honest and it's pretty clever. And suddenly underneath it, I see Lynn has done a computer posting. I'm sitting there at the keyboard. I don't see anybody, which is why I was asking you about ghosts in the machine.
Yeah. It's like you're standing in front of a microwave and somebody else's food is somehow in it. It just doesn't make sense.
That would be amazing. I would send Hot Pockets to all my friends at midnight.
I've got like basically PTSD about our microwave at this point, so it might be concerning to me. But it seems like she is putting that on from maybe a different computer. How is that possible?
Wires, fiber, you know? Think of it like, think
Metamucil?
Of it like... fiber, that's right.
That means one thing to El Farto.
I mean, you know, the current runs, so there you go. It's like you're all with a whiteboard putting your comments.
Okay, see, that's terrifying to me, Ophira Eisenberg. I don't want to share. So you're saying I'm sharing a piece of paper with all of these different people. So if I'm in my, like hypothetically, and I know we're dealing in analogies here, but if I'm in my room, in the bedroom, so to speak, El Farto's out on the couch, I'm in the bedroom. I have my door closed. Sorry, El Farto. Our door closed. It's not our bed. You know what I'm saying?
It's the door.
The door, I suppose.
There was a door on the threshold to the bathroom, but we replaced it with a beaded curtain.
Mm. Which is kind of cool. So we saw it in a Blur video. My question is, if I'm sharing a piece of paper, I'm in my bedroom. I have the door closed. I'm writing a poem, just a random poem. I have no idea. It's off the top of my head. It's something like, Steph, why did you do it? Why were the nights so beautiful when we were together, and then you saw fit to harm me this way in the day with your behavior, with your hurtful words, with your view of how things would never be, while I stood there like the fool, insisting there was a future, insisting this was love, and you, on the other hand, laughing behind my back to your friends, to Los Angeles, to Silver Lake, to the world.
That was really beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you, buddy. I'm sorry. I've lost my train of thought. What the hell was I worried about? You know, she was so bad. Why am I revisiting that? Anyway, the point is,
the laundry situation was great when you guys were dating, but you were going crazy, man.
I was going crazy. I actually have a poem about the laundry setup and how good that was. That's the thing I did that night at the alternative comedy night. My point is, some of these things I don't want everyone to see.
Okay, so first of all, you might also, since we're talking about like who can see what, you know, you've got a beaded curtain. So let's just keep that in mind. That's a good metaphor. Who can see what? There's all kinds of different programs on your computer. So you just don't use the one that is connected to the World Wide Web. You know, you don't use the email. You don't use, I don't know if you're, I don't know if you're running Microsoft Word 1998 or if you have Pages or WordPerfect, but you can just write on one that is not connected to other people.
Is that the, what, like when you hear that sound that sounds like a fax machine connecting?
Yes.
That means you're on the web.
Yeah.
You're on AOL or Lycos or whatever.
Yeah. Do you guys go get lattes ever? Are you into that?
We're kind of Vonsmen and we'll grab U-Ban while we're at Vons.
Yes. Right.
We
kind of
have a thing going with U-Ban. It's mostly just mutual respect between us and the U-Ban folks. For the record, if anybody from the Federal Trade Commission is listening, no money exchanged hands in our deciding that U-Ban was the coffee for us.
No, it's simply, it's got a rich aroma and full-bodied flavor, and that's just what we look for.
Hand-selected blend of Arabica and Robusto. And
it's the leading coffee of the Southland. And there's a good reason for that. Have a cup of U-Ban.
Have you seen You've Got Mail? It's a new movie. Do you guys go to see movies? There's a new movie out.
I wanted to see that one. Yeah, You've Got
Hanks
Mail.
And
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Yeah.
And she gets email from him, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
I liked the other one that they did about radio. Like radio is a medium of mass communication I'm really comfortable with.
What was the name of the one about radio?
Is that Sleepless in Seattle?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, listen, radio's not going anywhere. Okay? Radio's not going anywhere.
Thank you, by the way, for saying that. I mean,
that
FM
is a very reassuring statement by Ophir Eisenberg. Yeah.
It's the true north of young, vital people, and thanks for reaffirming that.
It's dynamic. It will just be different how we get it, and it will be more people are going to be able to get it in different ways. Like, people will be able to just, you know, get this anywhere. Think of that.
Wow. Wow. Well, you've really put my mind much more at ease about this whole thing. And I may even give a latte a try.
Listen,
I mean, I'll feel like I'm cheating on you, Ben, but I'm open to it.
I just think, you know, like right now, I think there's a problem, too, where you have these IBMs and they really look, you know, kind of, I don't know, they just look like these beige squares coming at you. But for artists, there's Max. So
I feel a lot better overall. We do have some news to get to before we get to another chock-a-block with rock music block. Ophira, do you want to sit in with us while we go over a couple of news items?
Absolutely.
This first one here from our friends at Live 105 up in San Francisco. Apparently a local Mexican restaurant up there, Casa Sanchez, is offering free food for life if you get their logo tattooed on your person. You hear about this, Machine Bolt?
I have not heard about this. I thought this was something entirely different. I was all eager to read it because I thought it was just about Live 105.
A really great station up there in SF. This logo is a boy riding a cob of corn, sort of a corn cob rocket ship. His name is Jimmy the Cornman. And the restaurant already has one taker for this promotion. Bottom of the Hill bartender Greg Teets, age of 35, has only been in San Francisco for a couple of years, but he's been looking to plant his roots in his neighborhood, and this seemed like a perfect way to do it. According to the article, Bottom of the Hill, great music venue, by the way, up there in the SF Bay Area.
So let me get this straight. This guy tattoos Jimmy the Cornman on their person, and they get free Mexican food for life from this place, Casa Sanchez.
That is the deal that they are putting forward. Ophira, would you consider getting I imagine that you spend a lot of time in the Bay Area, given your tech. Do you know this restaurant? Oh, yeah. Would you get this tat?
You know, I have already a couple tats, so I don't know, man. It's like, it's a little bit close to the capitalism thing that I feel like being part of technology.
Yeah, tech people hate capitalism. That's true.
That's probably never going to change. Jimmy the Cornman. Wow. I can't believe that guy's not on the Butt Nugget Dream Team.
Yeah, that guy sounds like he's tailor-made for a job at K-Pod. 101.3.
Oprah has been found innocent. 6 weeks, 28 witnesses, massive legal bills, and maybe the first argument that a court has seen about agricultural economics going up against freedom of speech. Oprah has won the lawsuit set forth by Texas cattlemen almost a year ago in 1997. The jury has ruled that Winfrey Harpo Productions and Howard Lyman, a guest on her show on Mad Cow Disease that aired 2 years ago in 1996. During that episode in question, Winfrey said that she was disgusted by the idea of infected beef and that she would never eat another hamburger again because of mad cow disease. The jury found that Oprah's comments were not the reason beef prices plummeted during the mad cow disease.
I mean, it seems like it'd be unfair to blame that all on Oprah. It's not her fault that the cows went mad, right? The cows weren't mad at Oprah.
Yeah, a little strange to look at beef futures in the Wall Street Journal one morning, you know, waking up on your ranch in Texas, look at them taking a dive for obvious reasons globally, and then just immediately go,
oh yeah, I gotta call my broker and short beef because Oprah's gone up on our high horse about it. Ironically,
I'll tell you what, it's a straight line right back to that Oprah.
Can I just say that again, once we all get part of the World Wide Web, I don't care if you use Netscape, Internet Explorer is a little bit better, but whatever, and you have access to the real information, stuff like this is not going to happen. You know, no one's going to blame Oprah.
Oh, because it's the information superhighway.
Yeah.
So everybody will have high quality, abundant information and nothing will be confusing.
Right. They'll be able to know what the truth is, right?
That sounds really nice, actually.
Ophira, would you say we could possibly live in a world one day where folks don't walk outside, look at the weather, and instantly sue a talk show host?
I don't know about that. That's just, I mean, people are still going to be people, but that's ridiculous.
I mean, that's a beautiful dream that we can all look forward to.
Yeah. This guy, oh man, this situation with Steph was painful. Get Oprah's people on the line. I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm going to file.
Somebody
suit.
Find the phone number for Harpo Productions. Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us on K-Pod 101.3 in the morning. Ophira Eisenberg, it's been a delight, and I feel a lot more confident and less intimidated by technology and fancy coffee overall.
I mean, I'm here for you anytime you want to feel a little bit, you know, calmer about it. It's bright, although, you know, there's more players coming to the scene, as we know. Bill Gates, that guy's going to save the world.
Bulletproof, that guy.
And pie proof, we recently learned. Somebody threw a pie at him recently.
Pie proof, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was entering Europe, the European Union. You know, that's another great thing that happened.
They had a bunch of performance artists in Belgium. Yeah, and that seemed to be a problem. That's probably about the only snag that guy's got.
Probably.
Right.
Well, we've got to get to another chock-a-block with rock music block. Ophira Eisenberg, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I got a feeling. I mean, I'm going to throw a number out there. Maybe 8,609 days from now, you'll be a beloved touring stand-up comedian and darling of the NPR airwaves.
Who knows? That sounds hilarious.
I'm
going to
second
that. That's hilarious.
At some point, you're going to leave the valley behind. Silicon Valley will be in the rear view mirror, whatever that's called on a computer monitor. And I think El Farto's right.
We'll never leave the valley behind. The San Fernando Valley.
Well, I'll look into my horoscope and see what it says, but thanks a lot. Rock on, end users.
All right, now, bearing down on you is a chock-a-block with rock music block happening now.